the guillotine, these committees of surveillance set up around the country, would lead, as well as the levée en masse, would lead within the year 1793-94 to the suppression of the rebellion in the Vendée, the defeat of the royalist army in Lyon, and would certainly eliminate enemies of the revolution. But the Reign of Terror wasn't simply a Reign of Terror, a negative reinforcement. There was also an attempt to reinforce the positive side of revolutionary ideology. Here one sees the messianic character of the revolution, and particularly of the terror. Virtue was to be represented in the Republic and the general will. Virtue was represented in terms of clothing and so on by wearing simple dress, no longer the fashions of the elites of the pre-revolutionary era, but simple dress, black for the most part, plain dark clothing, or the clothing of the sans-culottes, long trousers that ordinary working men would wear. Women were encouraged to wear white flowing robes, and the era of the powdered wig came to a merciful end. In addition, the revolutionaries now proclaimed a new calendar, which did away with the Sabbath and the saints' days of the old Christian calendar. Temples of reason were created, priests defrocked, churches closed. Even the Committee of Public Safety had to halt this, but Robespierre himself had hoped to see a new revolutionary cult of the supreme being, as he put it, in the spring of 1794. And this is not simply in France itself, but everywhere the armies of the French Revolution went, into Holland, into Western Germany. One saw this same tendency if one visits Mainz in the Rhineland or Cologne. One sees some of these old ancient churches from the revolutionary period, and there would be a period where all of the statuary and so on had been removed, all of the crosses removed, and these temples of virtue established. The blood letting would continue for almost a full year between the summer of 1793 and 1794. But despite the violence and the bloodshed, the terror held together the revolution and held together Republican France at a moment of extreme peril. Why was it successful? Why was the Committee of Public Safety able to assert itself so forcefully and so successfully? One thing was the economic policy. One always hears of the executions, the guillotine, and so on, and justifiably so. But the Committee of Public Safety was also determined to do something about the economic crisis in France, to bring the inflation under control, to make food available to the population. And indeed, through a series of measures, the Committee of Public Safety was able to bring the inflation under control. Price controls were established under the so-called maximum. Bread and meat rationing introduced. And the inflation halted in such a way that the poorest in France were now able to eat. So the regime does make a concerted effort and a successful one to meet this crying need on the part of the French population. The second factor, I think, too, is this air of national emergency that is created in late 92 and into 93. The threat of foreign invasion and then the actual invasion of France by powers that were determined to undo the revolution, to roll it back, to reestablish monarchy in France. In addition to the civil war in the provinces, all of this created an air of emergency that seemed to call for and even to justify extreme measures. The revolution was indeed in danger. And no amount of compromise, no amount of discussion was going to save it, the Jacobins argued.